Back here on WREF, the ref's call, and driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Our OVC Media Day coverage is here, which means that we are very close to the season. USI Women's Basketball Head Coach Rick Stein is here on WREF. Now, Coach, I know that the season is getting close because we are here for Media Day. So how you feel? You guys ready? Because it creeps up on me. I don't know how it feels for you.
Yeah, I think we have 16 practices left before our first game. So, June 8th seems a long time ago when we first started. The journey's been really fun. It's been a good start to hopefully some great things ahead, and as our group ready to get out there and play other people, the exciting part of time, part of the year is when you know you're getting closer to that opening day. But we've come a long way in a short time. The learning curve has been big. 7 new ones, 6 returning players. But I like where we're going. I like where we come. I like where we're going. So again, not too many practices left before we put them on and lace them up for a real one. But looking forward to the challenges ahead.
How much clarity do you have on the rotation, the starting lineup? I know that we still have some time before the first game, but not that much time, to your point.
Yeah, I think roles are starting to come together a little bit. I think that every day you fight for minutes. Every day you fight for opportunities for a start. And roles can change, I think, daily, because that's why you go to practice. What I hope is that we're going to keep seeing different people step up and their roles start to change even more over these next few weeks. The level of intensity in practice, when you only get 4 hours a week with the ball, and then it changes, you get to 20 hours a week with the ball in hand, the level goes up. Then you get to about this time of year, and knowing you're only a few weeks away, that intensity level and the work continues to grow. And what you see is our players start to kind of find themselves in what we do and how we do it. Habits don't get formed overnight, but we're starting to form really good ones. So are we settled into anything? No. And what I would expect is that we see some changes going on, hopefully throughout November into December. Obviously our ultimate goal is to be 100% prepared for that schedule on December 18th versus Little Rock and the 20th versus Morehead State. Don't get me wrong, the ones in front of it matter, but we're still in prep mode and trying to get to a good place.
How do you plan on using the NIU transfers, Faye and Blatcher? Because both of them come from D1 programs. On the one hand, that's a good thing. On the other hand, they were reserved. They didn't get all that many minutes for the Huskies. So how do you plan on using them on the floor?
Well, obviously, we recruit them as impact players, and they better be impact for us. That's, you don't go in that transfer portal to bring in players that can't help you right away. They're off to good starts. One of the things that they had to, no matter what, they're both juniors. One's a guard and one's a forward post, and they play different positions. But there's the learning curve's new anyway. We're teaching different styles of play than what they had, at Northern Illinois. But they're taking to it, and you can't be afraid of change, because the change has to come with what they're doing. I think they've thrown themselves into the weight room. Our strength and conditioning, Josh is our strength and conditioning coach, has done an amazing job to help our whole team, but especially those transfers to kind of acclimate and get into how we do things. I think they're finding themselves in our style of play every single day. They're competing hard every single day. They're working hard every single day. And we certainly expect them both to make impacts come November 3rd and hopefully deep into March.
I think everyone expects the most impact freshman. That's not to put anything else on the other freshman, but Shanna Gannon has so much buzz around her. Yeah, because of her last name, because of how good Chloe was instantly when she got here, but also because of the other options that she had in her college career. She could have gone to some big programs. She chose USI, play with her sister, obviously a winning program. What have you seen from her so far? Because I know that she was hurt at times over the summer. She's back, and she seems to be playing well. What do you see from her?
Shannon's off to an awesome start with us, and she had surgery on her shoulder at the end of the season last year after her high school season, and it was the right thing to do. We needed to get that thing right. She had some issues with it, but what that did was her summer for us was basically non-contact, basically just getting herself healthy and right, starting to build strength and do some things that are going to help her to be healthy for us during the season. But she took to it awesome. She was always asking for more, always in the middle of it. and you love players like that, and young women who want to give and do more and be at the, you know, right at the edge of, you know, get to the next level. And you know, once you got a release to do live work with us, obviously fitness and things like that had to come along a little bit because she hadn't really done a lot for a few months. But as she's gotten fit, more fit and stronger, I think her game's really started to elevate and show. You know, obviously freshman, there's a big jump. It's bigger, stronger, faster game. No matter how good or not good somebody is coming in, it's a bigger, stronger, faster game. But she's taken to it well. She's a competitor. She's such a good teammate. She's easy to play with. You know, she's got a lot of skills outside of just being a good scorer or good rebounder. She's a good player and understands how to play the game and makes others around her better. She's a heck of a passer. And you know, I think, you know, Chloe had a lot of that too coming in, just being able to be a good passer. And we're seeing that in Shannon right away. So, you know, fun stuff. Again, she's off to a good start. Her best basketball is still coming. And you know, that's why we go to the practice court every day, is to keep improving. We're going to get better today. We're going to get worse. And I like the way we've improved over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Coach, before I let you go, I got to ask, with Little Rock and Tennessee Tech on their way out after this year, yep, in the Ohio Valley Conference, how do you feel about the future of the league and where USI stands in the OVC?
Well, you know, obviously, you never love to see teams, you know, on the move, but everybody's, you know, in this day and age, especially, you know, people, programs, coaches, players are trying to do what's best for them, and if they think that's, you know, best to get to somewhere else, they're going to have to do that, I guess. But obviously, you know, we got a strong league. The OVC's in a good place, even, you know, by losing a few. I trust our leadership without question. Obviously, we've got really good programs and schools and universities that are still in this Ohio Valley Conference, and you know, certainly, hopefully, that there'll be a few that will want to join on as we move forward. Also, just like, you know, us and Lindenwood did, you know, just a few short years ago. But yeah, all we can control is what we can control. It's, you know, that you know, we're trying to prepare our team, our university, for hopefully great things ahead, in not only the OVC, but you know, being tournament eligible, the NCAA tournament eligible in all our sports. Hopefully, there's some good things ahead that way too.
Coach, really appreciate the time and good luck.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it, bud.
That's Rick Stein, OVC Media Day, right here on WREF.